and dance on our floor.
$147,000,000,357,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000
They'll be auctioning off all the best fixtures before we get there. Hurry up, huh?
Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm just adding up your monthly profits.
Take all the time you want, son.
God, look at that. That's more than I've ever made.
Did you remember to subtract my rent?
Rent? You don't really need that rent this month, do you, Mr. Angelino?
What?
Well, you see, I saw this really beautiful leather coat in a store window.
Tripper.
You're not into leather, I take it.
You're joking, aren't you?
Yes, I am, I confess.
Well, let me tell you something, son. Never, ever joke about money. Especially when it's mine.
Well, it would have been a great buy. Arnie's leather shop is going out of business. And poor guy can't seem to pay his bills.
Poor guy? Don't feel sorry for him. He's only getting what he deserves.
Mr. Angelino, how can you say that?
Oh, it's very simple, Jack. If you can't afford to...
Oh, hi, Mr. Angelino.
I'm talking.
Excuse us.
As I was saying, Tripper, if you can't afford to pay your bills, you deserve to go out of business.
Yeah, but you're not taking into consideration...
Save your breath. You're not going to change my mind.
Boy, I got to tell you, you are a hard man.
Thank you. Let's go.
Wait, Jack, can we talk about
this? There isn't any time. Tripper.
Well, but Jack. Terry, do you believe that Mr. Angelino's gonna put Jack out of business?
Yeah. Here, let me take this.
Oh. But Jack's been late with the rent before. Why is Angelino so tough this time?
I don't know. Gosh, this is awful.
Jack needed the money. Why didn't he come to us?
Oh, I do know that, because Jack's too darn proud.
Proud of being broke?
One time, when Jack was in cooking school, he needed money real badly for school, but he wouldn't take it from me. He said he would never take money from friends.
Well, then how did he get it?
He sold homemade cookies door to door.
It must have been an awful lot of cookies.
It was. I gained 20 pounds.
Oh, Janet, we have to help him. Yeah. Now, how much is Jack's rent?
Oh, it's $800 a month.
Oh, wow. Where are we going to get that much money?
I don't know, Terry. Oh, hi, Mr. Furley. Come on in.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Hi, Terry. Hi, 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 hi.
Hi.
Well, have you got my rent?
Oh, sure, Mr. Furley. I'll go get it.
Mr. Furley, can we talk to you?
Well, I'm in kind of a hurry.
Please. Mr. Furley, we're in big trouble.
Big, big trouble.
Oh, come on now, girls. It can't be that bad.
We can't give you the rent money.
It's worse than I thought.
Mr. Furley, we need a lot of cash right away.
And the $500 rent money would be a big start.
Well, I'd really like to help you out, but...
Thank you, Mr. Furley.
Not so fast. I'd like to know exactly what you need this money for.
Oh. Mr. Furley, can you keep a secret?
Can I keep a secret? I didn't tell anyone about Mrs. Henderson's wig, did I?
No. Mrs. Henderson wears a wig?
She's as bald as an eagle. But you didn't hear it from me. Okay, what gift?
Well, look, Mr. Furley, since you've been so nice about the rent, I know when you hear how worried we are, you're going to want to give us even more money. So here it is.
Stop! A secret is a secret.
Okay. Mr. Furley, don't tell Jack that we need the money, because that's a secret too, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you my little secret.
What?
If I don't get that rent by next week, out you go.
Okay, we got $500, Terry. That should hold off Angelino for a while.
Yeah, Janet, but if Jack is too proud to take the money,
then... Look, we just find a way to give Jack the money so he doesn't know it's from us.
How?
I don't know. Come in! Come in! Oh, this is ridiculous.
Big town dealers sell used cars, doo-dah, doo-dah, for the best deals round by far. Oh, doo-dah day, gonna sell all night.
Oh, hi, girls.
What's going on?
What?
Would you turn that thing off?
Shh, shh, it's a contest. I can win money. Who are the three musketeers?
I know.
Great. Who?
Larry, Curly, and Mo.
No. Stupid contest.
Only pays 25 bucks anyway.
I know a radio contest that pays 500 bucks.
Which one?
The one that broadcasts from your apartment.
Huh?
And Jack's gonna win it. You're a genius, Janet!
Thank you. Come on, Larry. Let's go.
Woo! Come on, Larry. What are you waiting for? Ring! Ring!
Oh, Janet, I had no idea you were that lonely.
Wait! Jack, where are you going?
Down to the Beagle.
Oh, well, why do you have to go down to the Beagle?
Just to relax. I'm kind of tense.
Oh, well, come on over here and sit down, Jack. Come on, and I'll massage your back.
That's not where I'm tense.
Jack!
Back of my neck, Janet, what'd you think?
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Here, sit down here and I'll rub that.
Okay.
Okay.
Little elbow grease, too.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Two-handed?
Oh, that feels so nice.
I'm glad.
Janet?
Yeah?
You know what else you could do that would make me feel so good?
Yes?
Hey!
Make the call already.
Not so fast, Terry. If I'm going to be a disc jockey, I got to warm up first. Oh! Hey there, dudes and prudes. This is Loud Larry coming at you with the now sounds, the wow sounds, the let's get on down sounds. So let's get down.
Let's get done.
Maybe you'd rather have FM.
Larry.
Now let's mellow out with the soothing sounds of K-Rest. Restful Radio, K-R...
I gotta know. Am I hard rock?
Only from the neck up.
Dial. Oh, Janet, that's not what I had in mind.
I know.
I know. Would you like to answer it?
Yes. Oh, certainly, Jack. I'll get that. Hello. It's for you, Jack. It's KLOK. KLOK Radio. They said that you could win $500 just by answering one simple question.
You got all that from Hello?
He talks fast.
Yeah? Jack Tripper? Oh, Tripper! Hey there, hi there, ho there. This is Bullman Bob. On KLOK Radio, where we rock round the clock.
Did you get to the question?
Okay, Jack. You can win Bullman Bob's big cash prize. All you gotta do is answer one question. And the question is... What's the question? Gotcha. In what year did the last Edsel roll off the assembly line?
He wants to know what year they made the last Edsel.
Are you out of your mind? I mean, well, sir,
That is a very difficult question. Think of your public.
Would you give me that?
I'm sorry, Jack. I lost my
head. Mr. Bullfrog, I'm very sorry. She didn't know it. I have a friend. Huh? He's going to ask me another question. You're wonderful. You're wonderful, too.
I know. And now, for the alternate question.
Ask him something about cooking.
Like what?
What do you put in a chocolate souffle?
I don't know.
What do you put in a chocolate souffle?
Question. It's a cooking question. He doesn't know who he's talking to.
Though there are local variations, most chocolate souffles can be prepared with butter, eggs, sugar, milk, cornstarch, and, you guessed it, chocolate.
I win $500! Terry, I cannot believe it. They asked me a cooking question. Somebody up there likes me. $500.
Gee, I wonder when it's gonna get here.
I don't know.
I'll get it!
What?
The door.
I didn't hear anything.
Terry, didn't you hear the door?
You mean the doorbell?
Oh, yeah, that's it. See, Jack, I'm going. You didn't hear. She heard it. Hello? Jack Tripper? Oh, I'll give it to him. Thanks a lot.
What was that?
It was a delivery boy bringing your money.
$500. Look at that. Oh, it couldn't have come at a better time.
Is there something special that you're going to do with it?
You bet there is right now.
Oh. Terry, what do you think could be keeping Jack?
Would you relax, Janet? Everything's okay now.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's just that I can't wait to hear what Angelino had to say when Jack dumped all that money in his lap.
Woo! Boom! She's gone. Boom! She's gone. She's gone. Go, go, chicken. Boom, boom. What do you think, Mama?
Where did you get it?
I bought it with the money I won.
Jack, you spent all of that money on a coat?
Well, yeah, I know it's a little extravagant, but you only live once, right?
That is once too often for some people.
Jack, you're unbelievable!
Gee, it's a good thing I didn't buy the hat. Janet, Terry, will you open the door? Talk to you.
Do you want to stay here and listen to him?
No. Why don't we go down to the Beagle?
I'd rather be any place than here.
Good.
What is it with you guys? I can't.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you don't like the coat.
It's not the coat. It's the skunk inside.
I thought it was rabbit. Jack, I hear you came into some money.
Yeah, there was this radio contest I won, Larry.
You don't say.
Oh. What did you think of the DJ?
Not much. Just another one of those loudmouth guys trying to sound cool. Listen to this. They gave me 500.
Trying to sound cool?
Yeah, you know the tie. Hey, guys and gals, get down, get funky. Come on, get serious.
Jack, I'm sure that DJ was trying to do the best damn job he could.
Well, he sounded phony to me.
Oh, yeah? Do you think you could do any better?
Anybody could. Larry, this guy was so bad.
All right, let's just change the subject.
He stunk.
Jack, can it, please?
Look, Larry, I took the money, and I went down to Arnie's, and I bought me Mr. Coat.
You blew it all on that?
Yeah.
That's shabby, Jack. Real shabby.
Ralph? Lawrence?
Doesn't anybody like this coat?
I love it. Well, those are my kind of threads.
Oh, my God. No wonder they hate it.
Who hates it?
The girls.
Oh, I wouldn't pay much attention to them. It's hard to be chipper when you're worried sick.
What?
Whoops! Well, I gotta be toweling off.
Wait a minute, Mr. Furman, hey, hold on! What do you mean? What are the girls worried sick about?
It's a secret, Jack. And when it comes to secrets...
Mr. Furley, come on.
Now, I didn't tell you about Mrs. Henderson's wig, did I?
No, Mrs. Henderson wears a wig?
She's bald as an eagle.
Would you never mind that? What about Janet and Terry?
I'm sorry, Jack. I promised I wouldn't tell you they need money. Oops, again!
They need money?
Not so loud, though.
They're not here. They're down at the Regal Beagle, probably trying to forget that they need money, which I should have given them instead of blowing it all on this stupid coat. No wonder they're so mad at me. I gotta do something to help them out.
Well, I did my part. I told them they could hold off on the rent.
The rent. The rent! That's it. Thanks, Mr. Furley.
Well, I gotta have them.
Yeah, you'll have the rent. Thank you.
Right.
Okay. Well, I hope he's home. Please be there. Ah, Mr. Angelino, hi. This is Jack. Listen, I'm so sorry to bother a busy man like you with such a little thing like this, but, I won't be able to pay my rent on time this month.
What are you doing to pay your rent on time?
Mr. Angelino. Oh, I'm so happy you understand, Mr. Angelino. Listen, I'd love to stay and chat, but there's a big emergency. I gotta go down the Regal Beagle right now. Bye.
I still can't believe that Jack would get himself into so much trouble.
Jack? Terry, what about us? We have no money for the rent.
Yeah. God, we gotta get that money somewhere.
I know. We gotta get that money fast.
Hi, girl.
That'll be three.
Let me pick this up, okay, Dee?
Forget it, Jeff. We pay our own way.
My treat, because...
Jack, we wouldn't take money from you if you were the last man on Earth.
If I were the last man on Earth, I'd be too busy to give you money, I'll tell you.
Jack?
Yeah?
Get lost. Here, Dee Dee.
Oh, Janet, look. Excuse me, I think you dropped something.
No, this isn't mine.
Huh?
Here, Dee Dee, could you throw that away for me?
She wants to throw it. Excuse me, Dee Dee, Dee Dee, Dee Dee. I'll throw it away for you. You got so much to do, okay?
Thank you. Jack, look kind of low, huh?
Yeah, I am, Mike. Fill me up. I'll take a beer. And a pen.
Most people just tell me their problems.
And then he thinks he can buy us off with a drink.
Yeah.
Hi again.
Oh, Jack, come on. I thought we
Janet,
told you
say
you know
nothing. Just listen. Now, what? Girls, I can understand that you're mad. Because I've been mad myself. I don't remember when. I don't remember how. I don't remember who or why. I just remember... Actually, I don't even remember that. I don't remember it.
Jack, what is all this remembering stuff?
Forget it.
Jack, you are not making any sense.
Well, Terry, you know why? Because my mind is so muddled. I have this head cold.
That's embarrassing. Stop
I'm
that.
So sorry, Janet. I need a Kleenex. Do you
oh,
have one?
Oh, I for... think I have.
No, I was
here.
Asking.
Here we go.
No, this is all wrinkled and moist. I don't want to do. Janet, how about do you have one of Janet's or the
Jack,
easier
honestly.
One?
Honestly.
Janet, I just need
ridiculous.
A.
Here you go.
Oh, I went through that one quick. I need another. Do you have another one, Janet?
No, that's the only one I have.
Well, just look. Would you look in your
Jack.
Purse for just
oh,
a second? I think I saw
impossible.
One there.
You know what I mean, Jack. You are just
it's not there.
Jack!
It's not
Jack,
there.
Jack, go! No! Jack, please. Oh, will you?
Oh, no. I'll be right back.
Have I had any calls, Mike?
No.
Oh, shoot. I was supposed to meet Pete, and he's late. Hey.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. No. I just accidentally dropped this in your purse.
Oh,
I'm
yeah?
No, come on.
You don't know me, but I'm very rich. Well, hello.
Oh. Hi. Listen, Miss...
Oh, you can call me Lola.
Miss Lola. I just need to talk to you something.
So please take this. You need it more than I do.
Oh, you don't understand. You see, the thing is, this, you see those two?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No,
will you get a load of this?
No, you see.
Oh.
Can I?
You angel.
No, it's just the...
Hey! Hey! What are you doing with my girl?
Nothing.
Pete, look.
Where did you get this?
Don't say.
Oh, he gave it to
Holy
me.
Wait outside.
Thank you.
Not you.
Nice meeting you.
It's a pleasure. I never.
And you're not going to either. Who do you think you are giving money to an innocent young girl? There's a law against that.
Easy, easy, big time.
Keep your money, you pervert.
Jack, for your next date, I'd suggest flowers.
Mr. Farley!
This really beats all. Now you just want to give your money to the first pretty woman, you see?
That was a woman?
Look, I didn't want to give the money to a pretty woman. I wanted to give it to you.
We don't want your money, Jack. You need to pay your rent.
Now, that's a good idea.
You said it.
Hey, that's the rent.
I know.
You can't take that.
Why not?
Well, I can't think of a good reason.
Thanks for paying in cash, Tripper. That's just the way I like
yeah,
it.
Mr. Angelina, could I speak to you for just Mr. A- Wait!
Oh. Well, I hope you're satisfied, Jack. You nearly lost your business over a dumb coat.
What are you talking about? I bought that coat with the money I won from Bullman Bob.
You mean Bullman Larry. Hey there, hi there, ho there.
What do you mean, Larry?
Well, we faked the whole contest, Jack, because we knew that you needed money and you would never take it from us.
I didn't need money. You do.
Huh? What idiot told you that?
It slipped out.
So you didn't need the rent for Mr. Angelino?
No. And you didn't need...
No, we didn't.
Then nobody needed money?
I need money. Where's my rent?
We gave it to Jack.
And I used it to buy that coat.
So where does that leave me? Empty-handed, huh?
Oh, hang on a second, Mr. Furley. Working together. Look at this, Mr. Furley. There's your rent.
You expect me to take this coat instead of $500? That's ridiculous.
Hi, Ralphie. Ooh, you look so cute in that coat.
Thank you. Mr. Furley, about the rent.
Forget the rent. I'll take the coat.
Open. Still raining?
Jack? No, it stopped. Hey, you got a big problem.
What?
I just ran into Furley just now. He's madder than hell.
About what?
About the rent. He says you gypped him.
Oh, that's ridiculous. We made a fair exchange. My coat for the rent. I gotta tell you, he got a good deal.
Yeah, well, he doesn't think so.
Open up! You know what Furley's trouble is? He doesn't know good quality when he sees it.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.